from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre and post analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main is la Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
Last couple of games I've been depressed like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I got an interview for that job and they're not paying me. How I am that bad? I just like, I swear to God, I need to go to the doctor. Just like, I'm that bad? I don't think I'm that bad.
Oh, you're not that bad. No.
Well, if you feel like it, I swear to God.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ozzie Guillen is brought to us by Four Winds Resort and Casino. Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Doing well. Trying to play a little bit of golf to forget all the baseball I've been watching for like almost 3 years and a half. Oh, my God. They feel like it's having 8 months of baseball already.
Can I just take a moment to thank you for the World Series yet again, Ozzie? Because I got to tell you. It steals you. Knowing that it happened in your lifetime allows you to watch whatever this is, and it may end up being the worst thing, the worst season in history. It certainly looks like, and with all the one-run loss, it just looks like they don't know how to win.
Well, you know, it's funny because you can, people can basically how the White Sox going to lose. One way, because right. I think a lot of different ways to lose games. Obviously, they're going to bring the bullpen. But if you look around, we look in every numbers in the bullpen. We look in every number that what's going on, what's the difference, how many games they blow, how many games they lost by one run. We have everything together. But in the end of the day, bullpen cannot make one mistake. And every time they make one mistake, they pay the price. You see the game yesterday. Unnecessary play about pick up the guy in second base with the lefty hitter. You know what I mean? It's just the guy not going to steal second. I know the trash. Hey, we're watching you. Boom. White Sox puts himself in trouble. And but it's just, it's irritating. Like I told yesterday, I said, can you guys please win? We can have a different show. You know what I mean? That's it. And nope, They just like find a way to lose.
So how much of that is just because obviously there's a lack of talent, but there's a lack of awareness, Ozzie, that seems to be surfacing every so often, too often, because you see them not covering third base in a close game. So the guy steals third and he's able to score more easily the night before. Last night, they get fooled on the double steal and they're just not doing the fundamental things. If you're going to be bad, you can't be dumb. You just can't have these kind of lapses, and they continue to mount. And I just wonder how much of that is just the players, or is that on the manager?
I think it has to be a player. Manager can do. They don't play for them. You know what I mean? But the only thing I'm going to talk about is a manager. He don't say anything. He just sit there and, okay, we just talk to the media. Bye, guys. See you guys tomorrow. We got to get better. We got to you know, we had to work on it, all those little things. But like the first run, the score, the short story, you just got to tag the guy in second base. That's it. You don't have to go out there. You just tag the guy, and the guy's out. Inning is over with. But it just, everything, they will not move the guy over. We go in the 10, they bunt the ball twice, and we don't. You know what I mean? I know Pantera is an RBI guy, but he gone to our plate. Like, he even tried to move the guy. He even tried to hit the ball opposite way. And that's what it, you know, tricked me. I thought this guy is going to be play better fundamental baseball. They don't. They just, every at bat. You know what I mean? I look around the lineup. I said, let me see the lineup. Oh, yeah, the lineup, we got like two, three guys with not big experience. Everybody out. They got 4 or 5 years in baseball. There's no doubt. And I think when looking at lineups, like, that's an excuse they make. Like, you know, we have kids. We don't have no kids. We only got one kid to play second base right now. Everybody else is a veteran player. Everybody else be in the big league before.
I was just going to say, Ozzy, I just wonder philosophically how you feel about all these rumors that they are going to trade multiple players to one team. I mean, just as a general rule, I feel like if you're shopping guys around, you can get individual deals that will be worth more. But this idea that they got their three best players, or three of their best players, I should say, certainly their two best players, plus Michael Kopech, going to L.A. for some kind of King's ransom. Are you on board with that? Do you like that? Or do you think that's insane?
I'll tell you what, if you watch those guys play every day, I'd trade everyone. I swear to God. Like, what's going on here? Let's move on and do something different. I believe after last year, I swear to God, thought they're going to be any different. I don't think they're going to win the World Series. But I think they're going to play better baseball, because that's what the people, you know, from office and the manager to us, they're going to do. But they don't. They don't. I said, you know, I love them to keep Crochet. I do. I love them to keep Ferry. Yes. All those guys. But in the end of the day, it's like few guys out there that should be in the big league. Sorry. They should be. And that's the reason they struggle right now. You know what I mean? They're bad, man. They're bad. It's just like, wow. You know what I mean? Just unbelievable how they go about their business when they're hitting. Since approach at the plate every day. You know what I mean? Just we got early in the game, we got second and third, no outs. Early in the game, and we could even got one run in. You know, all those little things kill you. You know, a lot of people talk about RBIs, home runs, how many he have, how many they have. No, about good at-bats. They don't have any good at-bats. If they get paid by good at-bats, they will make a lot of less money, because it's unbelievable how they if they work on it, yeah.
I think we lost Ozzy there.
I think we lost Ozzy in the rough.
Yeah,
maybe he's out of bounds. We'll reconnect from
we'll reconnect from
the next tee, probably.
Do you like that idea? Do you like the multiple?
No, I don't. It said that you know, the Padres and Dodgers and Mariners, I think those are, stay away from the Padres and make separate deals with the Dodgers and the Mariners or whoever else might be involved. But I don't like the idea of just getting.
You think the Mariners have traded the Padres have traded everybody already? Is that your fear?
Well, you just made a big deal for Dylan Cease.
I know.
And if you go back to them with, say, Crochet or whoever, I don't know what's left. And I think that's the one thing you worry about when you talk about going back to the same team. Ozzy, we're back. Just curious, when we talk about guys they can't trade, one of them would be Yoan Moncada. What are the White Sox going to do moving forward about Yoan Moncada? Is he ever going to play again for the White Sox?
I doubt it. Just because we're in a rehab assignment, ain't even close to play one game yet. And a minor league back in Arizona is going to be over pretty soon.
Right.
I don't know exactly what plan they have. They have better than they don't know what plan, what they're going to do with him. And I don't think Moncada, you know what I mean, he might be playing maybe the last 10, 15 days of the season, I hope. But it's a lot of guys there, man. It's a lot of guys there. I wish I was talking very positive about them, because I like those guys, but I can't. I say something positive, that means I'm lying to the fans, I'm lying to you guys. And that's it. It's one thing about it. How are we going to get better? Okay? People say, oh, yeah, we're in the right place. we're in the right move. We're doing this thing. Yes, I understand that. But those kids I see in the minor league pitching, they're good. Yes, they are good. But they're too young. I don't know how they're going to perform in big league. That's what we got to think about it, yeah. The double A, triple A, yes. But in the big league level, I don't think they're ready yet. And that's the situation that got me like, yeah, we got a lot of prospects. We got a lot of things coming up. No hitters, only a few guys, one pitcher. Maybe Montgomery. And Montgomery is not driving me crazy either. Montgomery is just, we watch him almost every day. They have Ramos and Cola and Sosa. Well, I mean, there's just a lot of guys out there. We've seen him already. And then they come here. They're not ready to play in the big league. That's a big difference. And I think the culture has to change. The culture has to change. And hopefully they know they do that pretty soon.
I think what's interesting is when we look at the White Sox, and they now have, according to Baseball America, five guys in the top 100. Three of them, I believe, are pitchers. Where are the position players? Isn't that the problem when we look at their minor leagues? They're not creating or producing a lineup that you could imagine coming into MLB and being successful.
Wow, it's just you know, when you got enough pitching, you can make a trade later on for one of those guys to bring a couple guys to help you to win games later. That's the easy thing they do. You never ever gonna have so many pitchers in the farm system because somebody will need it, and you can trade it the way you got him. You can trade it back for somebody you need. White Sox got to stop us. Okay, we got to catch you. We got a first base. Hopefully, produce next year. We don't have a second baseman. We don't have a shortstop. We don't have a third base. Right. We don't have a right field. We don't have a DH. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things going out there. I mean, Benintendi got to play left field next year because I like the kid. I like the guys that go out there. He's not playing well this year. Not because he's was hitting. He's a bat. It's been horrible. It's a bat being horrible. We got to set the field. Then, you know, filling out all those holes. Oh, my goodness. It's just going to be interesting.
Ozzie, I want to ask you an odd question about a guy who is not with the White Sox right now, but he was having a pretty productive month of July. Lenin Sosa had a 7.10 OPS. He's an infielder. They were trying at third base. They moved him back to second base, but he looked like he was making progress. And then all of a sudden, he's back at Charlotte. Brooks Baldwin was called up. Now, I'm not against Brooks Baldwin being called up necessarily. You got to take a look at your young guys. But isn't Lenin Sosa one of those young guys? What's going on with him? And do you agree that it seems like to be a contradiction in the way what they did with him and the way he was playing?
Well, you know, Lay only like maybe was hitting for a week and a half. Terrible bat, strike out a lot. But what we have is no better than him. I'd rather face Lenin. He's on the pitch in an opposite team. I'd rather face Sosa than anybody out there. You know what I mean? I'd rather face them than Sosa. Sosa, he can do something done. You know, I know he went crazy when he started in the big league. He played pretty good. But, you know what I mean? He just Nicky and Dijon, all those guys. I think this kid was better than them. I was shocked when that happened. I really was shocked what they did. And this guy's supposed to be the White Sox prospect. And right now, everybody has to think about who is going to be next. Ramos, he looked good for a week. He looked very good. I remember saying, wow, if Moncada coming right back, got to play second base. Ramos playing third base very well. He got hurt. Then promote him. They set him down. I don't know exactly what plan they're going to have, but they got to see what they got to start believing those guys or trade those guys out. You know, you don't believe those the Sosa's and Ramos and Cola. They're not going to play in the big league. Trade them. Try to put it in a package and trade them for somebody else to see what you can get.
Well, that's a great one, Ozzie. Oscar Colas, I don't understand. Did they have a plan for him? Is there a plan? They don't like him, clearly. They brought him up one time and didn't even look at him. I think they brought him up. Hey, you here? Good. Okay, get on this plane. Go back. Why don't they like him, or why don't they have a plan for him, or is he a guy that just kind of hit a wall and has to go?
Well, is it funny because you take the confidence of the guy? I mean, you really take the confidence out of him.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to win the World Series, that was, I don't say that, they say that.
Yes.
We're ready to win the World Series and that. Who was the right fielder? Right fielder, starting right fielder. Colon. All of a sudden, they're going to lose another 100 games, and you're not going to try to see who can get the best out of this team and be him and say, whatever happened, happened. What's the difference between, I love Cheech, guy, I love Cheech. What's the difference between Colon and Cheech or Jimenez? What's the difference? I don't see the difference. They might do the same stuff they did. Those guys, they might not be at the ball club next year, but Colas will be, and they have a chance, opportunity to be. That's why I don't know exactly why they somebody don't like him. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Somebody don't like him. Who? That's a good question. But somebody don't like this kid, whatever reason is. And then that's
he's
why
25 years old, Ozzy. I'm just
older.
Saying, he's like,
yeah,
you know, he
not young
should
anymore.
Be entering his prime.
Yeah, but it's well, you're young. In the big league, you don't want to do 16 now. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just 16, you jump. And after that, you're not. And that's why I say, you see how many are bad you're going to get. I told the guy, don't get too excited about the second baseman playing. I like the way he play. I like the way he do stuff. But in the end of the day, he don't show me big league abilities. He don't. You know what I mean? He's a good player. I like it. Yes. Can he play second base? Yeah. But besides that, I don't think the guy is going to resolve the problem. And I hope I'm wrong. And I hope I'm 1,000% wrong about my opinion right now. But I don't think this kid can be the result of the White Sox second base.
That's Nicky Lopez you're talking about? Yeah.
No, the
Brooks Baldwin.
New kid.
Brooks Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Sorry.
Baldwin. Yeah. Brooks
yeah,
Baldwin.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I know he's not going to be the answer, but they have to think about it. Who's going to be your second base? Who's going to be? Okay, is Montgomery going to be your third baseman? Put it on in third base right now and see what happens.
Ozzy, so when you talk about Luis Robert Jr., the White Sox are talking to teams that want to trade for him. The teams that they're talking to, do you think that they're planning to get the guy who had a breakout year last year and could be one of the best all-around players in baseball, or are they concerned about getting the injury-prone, enigmatic kind of player that he has become this season?
I think in a new scenario, with the guys around him, like, hey, what's going on? We don't play the game here like this. We're winning. Let's go. I think he needs that type of attitude with him to get the best out of him every day. Besides that, you know what I mean? Be honest with you, I think he needs kicking in the butt and make sure they're doing it. I don't think they're doing it here. And I'm pretty sure he needs that.
Hmm. Yeah, I got to agree with you. Ozzy, it's now time for Ozzy's Outlook. It's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. Ozzy, how do you see the Cubs and the White Sox going later today? Cubs, obviously, in the afternoon, and then Sox afterward.
Oh, my God. I wish I could say something positive because I work. I work and watch White Sox games. I don't think White Sox is going to beat Texas, no chance. And the Cubs, oof. I like to say the Cubs, but they play a good ball club. They are. I'm going to take both opposite team. I'm going to take
the Brewers.
And I'm going to take Brewers. I'm going to take Brewers, and I will take Texas.
It's a wise decision, but it is so
makes
painful.
Sense, Oz.
Yeah,
makes sense.
It's terrible.
Keep up the great work.
We love you, Ozzy. Thank you again.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, boys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the World Series. It happened
exactly.
In my lifetime.
Yeah,
I mean, it happened.
He
for
gave
all.
You that.
That's great.
Yeah. And it,
my kids were alive. I mean, I have no recollection of it, but it happened in their lifetime.
Can't take that away from them.
That's pretty awesome.
Nope.
Mm. About all we got.
Right
memories.
Now, it's pretty bleak.
Yesterday, 15th year anniversary of Burley's perfect. We're dealing with memories, and we're dealing with prayers and hopes and dreams and very little. Of,
pretty bleak.
Yes,
absolutely.
Pretty rough time. All right. We got to talk about the new look, Mr. David, the new look. The new look that's traveling around the league, we'll get to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
That next Mully and Haw score.
Cool Joe. Joe Cool. Whatever you want to call him. Joe Burrow.
Mully and Haw, I believe Slim Shady is the new nickname.
Oh, yeah.
It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we, I saw a fantastic photo of Mr. David as Slim Shady as well. That is hysterical.
Well,
if you haven't heard,
yeah,
Joe Burrow is having a mid-career crisis.
You think that's it?
I don't know what it
is. I don't know what else to call it except for maybe a tribute to Eminem.
Well, he went through this weird period where he talked about, you know, his football mortality.
Yeah, I know.
His wrist injury apparently got to him to that point.
Okay.
So he shows up, he goes to Paris Fashion Week, and he was at Vogue World 2024.
A nice backless number.
He had a backless. That was the weirdest thing. It
stylish.
Was a suit with the back of it cut out.
Very
and
stylish,
the shirt cut out.
I
so
guess.
He has his bare back.
I don't
and apparently
know.
Caught tons of grief.
Oh, yeah.
But there were models there that had the Slim Shady look. So he comes back, shaves his head.
All that hair.
His
what
hair.
A waste. What
he's
a waste.
A beautiful head
he had
of hair.
He had the best hair among NFL quarterbacks.
Not anymore.
I don't know. Justin Herbert might have an argument, but I think that Joe Burrow, pretty good hair. Now it's gone. And he dyed it yellow.
Well, he bleached it. So he's got
okay,
that
bleached
look.
It,
like,
dyed
isn't that,
it.
Is it bleaching?
It's yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow.
It's yellow. It looks like, he looks a little like Eminem.
He does.
He's
look
finding
like
out if blondes will have more fun because I think that he's now a blonde.
It's so weird.
It's very strange. So you're referring to, no, I did not dye my hair. Nobody on Twitch can disagree with that. I did not dye my hair. But there is a photo circulating because last night on Football Night in Chicago, which I do regularly, once or twice a week, Anthony DeRunda is the producer there. And we're doing the Joe Burrow thing at the close of the show. Coming on, they show the video, they show the picture. He did this once in high school, remember? He dyed his hair blonde in high school, as we pointed out.
As one does.
As one does for in high school. He did crazy things, crazy teenagers. And it comes on the screen, and I'm like, Joe Burrow, is that Joe Burrow or is that Eminem? And then I have a little bit of a ramble about Joe Cool. And then in my ear, the IFB says, okay, look at the big screen. So I look at the big screen, and I just said, what you just said. I said, Joe Burrow might be in the midst of a mid-career crisis.
Exactly.
And then he said, look at the big screen, and there's a picture that they have doctored of me with blonde hair. And I just said,
Eminem look.
It's very embarrassing.
It's pretty funny.
Now that's a crisis.
That looks good.
That would be a crisis.
Have we tweeted that out? Can we please tweet that out so people can see
how fantastic I would have to send looks. It to Dustin. I have a. I'll do that.
Yeah, we've got to get that. We've got to get that to the people.
I don't know if we need to get that to the people.
That look has to happen. We should bring in a hair specialist of some sort to bleach your hair so you do get that look.
I do not want to get that look.
Dustin, you'd look good with that look as well.
What do you think, Dustin? Would you do that? You have more.
Look at him. He looks like
hair conducive to dyeing yellow.
No.
No. No. No shot.
That would be awesome. I remember being in school, and I had a professor who told a story about the man with one blue hair. Mm-hmm. And the idea was there was a dude that had grown out a single hair and dyed it blue, and this was his look, and this is how he was. And then people saw it and loved it and started wearing the one dyed hair, and he had to shave his head.
The ultimate tribute,
because
yes.
Because he couldn't be like everyone else. That was the whole idea.
I don't get the yellow part, the shaving the head part. I did once upon a time, again, crazy teenagers.
Fashion model.
No, I was not a fashion model.
Okay,
I did not wear a backless suit.
I don't know where you're going.
No. I did, though, as a teenager, as a sophomore in high school, shave my head.
Yeah.
Shave my head.
Nothing
for
wrong
the,
with that.
With the team. It was a team thing. Hey, God, you wanna, we're going to win this game. We're going to win. We want to win this game so badly that we're going to shave our heads. I was sophomore in high school. Big game coming up. Winnemac High School, the big rival. Shaved our heads. Looked like a looked terrible, looked awful, looked weird.
Weird.
And then when we lost the game.
That stinks.
We lost the game.
And you lost your hair.
Lost my hair. Didn't have it for a long time. It grew back. But
I once grew my hair out, and then I shaved my head. I was out of college.
How long? How long did your hair get?
My hair
shoulder
got,
length?
Yeah, a little bit below my shoulder.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
That would be wild.
And I had like a, at one point we all had like, kind of those tails you have when you're a soccer player in college, you know. But anyway, I grew out my hair.
You had the tail?
I looked awful for a while.
Party in the back business.
Yeah, it was
business
awful.
In the front.
It didn't work for me. But it was so weird because everybody had like weird haircuts like we were in punk bands or something. But anyway, I shaved my head. And my friend, we were standing there talking. And I have very dark eyebrows and big eyes. And I had shaved my head. And my friend was like, you know, I love coming to these street festivals because you can watch people and see all the weird looking people. And he's like, you have become one of them. You look like a freak.
I would love to see a picture of that.
That was pretty rough.
I would, if we're going to tweet out a picture of me looking blonde, need to share a picture of you with the long hair look.
I don't know that there. I'm not sure that photography had been invented.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm not sure there was an existing photo of that. But I remember going to visit my brother. He was getting his. By the way, my brother Patrick. Happy birthday to Patrick.
Oh, happy birthday Patrick. Today. July 24th.
Yeah, it's his birthday. I play the 724 as my trifecta in honor of him every time I go to the racetrack.
So, it's good trivia.
247, I guess, is how you're supposed to say it. But at any rate, I went and visited him at Virginia. He was getting his master's, and I show up at the train station, and he just looks at me. It was hysterical. He didn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to say?
No.
You rendered him speechless.
No, I rendered him speechless.
Well, can we agree, though, that Joe Burrow shaving his head like that is such a waste of good hair?
Good hair, yeah.
And it definitely drops him on the notches. If we're making a list, as some people I think have been known to do, maybe the most handsome NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He drops out of the top five now. He's definitely not top five.
Well,
he was top five before, but he's not top five now.
You know how I am, and I'm sure you can guess what I said the minute I saw that photo. I said, "Did Joe break up with his girlfriend?"
Yes.
You know, that is my reaction. Yeah, oftentimes,
that is always what you think
when a young player kind of goes off the rails. I always think like,
or if he's in a slump, or if he misses a free throw,
that is,
or
love,
if he's
love gone wrong,
one for his last 35,
right. Or if a guy is like a 3-point specialist that he gets to his senior year and he can't hit a shot.
Your catch all excuse for bad performances.
Yes,
he must have broken up with his girlfriend
because that happened to me once.
Just to confess,
I'm not.
Now
gonna,
you have to pay off
no,
the tease.
No, that's not a tease.
I love that. Listen,
I think you go in a slump when your love life.
I think you need to share. I think just like I did with my failed bonding experience, a bad bonding experience when I shaved my head as a 16-year-old. You need to tell us about how you went into the tank when somebody dumped you.
Let's get to. I think it's happened to all of us. Todd's on the road. He's got something to say. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Molly, Dave, good morning. Molly, I just had to call in. This is Todd. You know I've been calling in Jeez Louise for 15 years. Yeah. The one blue hair story, buddy, anybody out there that's listening that doesn't know Molly very well, you're a new listener, you just got a glimpse inside the mind of Molly. That is the most Molly story of Molly story. That epitomizes everything about you. Listening to you for 15 years, that I get you, brother. I mean, that was perfect. I mean, God bless you guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
It's true. I'm not making up the one blue hair story. The guy said that. I guess I'm the rare human that stayed with me. It made me think of people who are doing stuff like that. Well, that guy wants me to look at him, and the minute I keep looking at him, someone else does.
Why
it.
Else would you dye your hair
a
color of any sort?
It's weird to me.
PCA did the blue hair.
He did the blue hair, yeah.
We heard from PCA
and
earlier.
You know what? And what did you think when you saw the blue hair?
From Pete Crow Armstrong?
I just thought, you know, he's still a young lad. That's all I thought.
I think that as we get older.
I didn't think someone broke up with him.
I think as we get older, we have to learn to be more tolerant and accepting and open-minded about some of these fashion choices or decisions to dye your hair blue when you have a blonde crop of hair, as PCA does.
Right.
I think
he dye it blonde? I don't know what he looks like naturally.
Pete Crow Armstrong?
Yeah. Is he blonde to begin
with? I think he's blonde, right? Dustin? Dustin knows.
I think he's kind of a ginger. I think he's kind of reddish.
Most of the young Cubs are.
I think he might be more blonde.
I think he's like a natural strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde. If he had red hair, I think Zach would have latched on to him more obviously than he has.
I think Zach is proud to be like a glow in the dark.
Proud? He's a braggart.
He's the ginger hair genius.
He's a braggart. He talks about his red luscious hair.
Yes, he does. And I'm saying if PCA is trying to hide it by dyeing it blue or yellow, that's gonna hit Zach. It would hurt.
Zach would be wounded.
That's right.
Yes.
We don't behave like that in our household.
I think that it's interesting when you have to resist. So you asked me, what did I think about PCA when he dyed his hair blue? I have to be honest about my first reaction was, why is he bringing attention to himself that way? I think when you dye your hair that way, you do bring attention to yourself. It may be,
of course.
You have a lot of reasons you might do it.
But it was Cubby Blue, and he was like committed to the Cubs, maybe. Yeah. I just thought he was a young lad. I just thought, gosh, that guy is younger than I thought he was.
He is young.
It's an immature move, in my opinion, without insulting anyone. It's just the sort of thing you do when you're that age.
It's a look at me move.
Of course it is.
It's not a look away move.
Yeah. If everybody on the team had dyed their hair blue, what would have happened? He'd have shaved his head.
Exactly.
What could be a different look.
Yeah, he would have done something to stand out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. People can do what they want with their hair. Joe Burrow just did.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see.
It's funny that he did it, though. I'm wondering.
It's amusing.
But doesn't it make you feel like the guy did talk about his mortality? He did go to Paris Fashion Week with Justin Jefferson, his old teammate. It just makes you wonder, where's he at in his career?
Nah.
Is he okay?
He's fine.
Did we pick him to win the Super Bowl?
You're totally going way too far into that. I'm just asking. No. And here's the answer.
Okay.
This is one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Okay.
There is no mid-career crisis because he's not even in the middle of his career.
Incredibly accurate quarterback.
He's entering his prime. He's as good as they come. If he starts to struggle now, people will blame it on the crisis.
He's the only man that can beat Mahomes. Can we agree on that?
Yes. Not the only, but
he's the only human.
Best qualified
no
to do so.
No other human.
Well, maybe.
You got Caleb Williams.
Well, I'm just going to say, there's a number 18 in this town that now feels like and looks like, well, he's four practices and let's slow down.
Yeah.
That's to myself. Self, slow down.
Yeah. Don't dye your hair. You look great.
Caleb Williams got a good head of hair.
Yeah.
Fine head of hair. Somebody mentioned that on the text line, said, how dare you forget Caleb Williams? He's well coiffed. I think that it's fun. Joe Burrow is a star. He's a superstar. And when you make the kind of money he makes, $55 million a year, you can do whatever you want with your hair. I wondered if it was a tribute to Eminem because Eminem just dropped an album that knocked Taylor Swift out of number one.
Well, maybe temporarily, but she's always number one. I don't know if you're paying attention.
I love your defense of Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift.
That you're a Swiftie.
I feel like I have become a Swiftie. It's almost like, to me, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. You know what I mean? Like if you are kidnapped and held, you become sort of, you start empathizing with the kidnapper somehow. I have been subjected to so much Taylor Swift, and I've watched the Eras Tour movie about seven times. I've now become kind of a Swiftie just because I have no choice.
I'm so glad that you filled that blank space.
Yes. Very good. Very good. And I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not the kind of guy that was following any of this stuff, but she is fantastic.
She's fantastic.
She's absolutely... She's a great entertainer. Her song, she's got a catalog of songs as big as the Beatles.
Objectively, you she's cannot criticize her songwriting ability.
No, she's great.
She's prolific, and she's
absolutely
entertaining.
And she has held me captive against my will, but now I am on board. So that's how it goes.
Welcome aboard.
We got Chris Chelios. We're going to bring him in next. It's Mully and Haw, The Score.
Chris Chelios. Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score! BetMGM ambassador. The king of sportsbooks.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Chris Chelios, and he, of course, is a BetMGM ambassador. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Are you gonna send a quick text to the great one and find out how he feels? Apparently, Stan Bowman, hired as the Oilers' general manager and executive vice president of hockey operations.
Yeah, I mean, that's great for Stan. He's been out for a while, along with, you know, Joel Quenneville. But what a great situation for him. He's got a lot to work with there. Obviously, there's a lot of expectations up in Canada, but so the last, well, since 93, I don't know the number of years, but they've been cursed, and it's good for Stan. It's good to see him back in the game.
It's an iconic franchise. It's a huge job, Chris, and I just wonder, do you expect some sort of backlash because of it's the Edmonton Oilers? And I wonder, do you think they consulted Wayne Gretzky to get his stamp of approval on a move like this?
Honestly, I don't think so. I think Wayne's, you know, he's detached from that team years ago. You know, he did work for them for a stint there, basically like an ambassador figurehead type thing. But, you know, was involved, and obviously he had some input. But I think, you know, he's kind of gone away for a while. He's living in Florida and doesn't really have too much to say there. But, you know, obviously Edmonton, every time he's in town, they take care of him. But I haven't had a chance to talk to him. He's in Europe, so when he's back, we'll see what he thinks.
Oh man, I gotta tell you, Chris, it's really interesting because, you know, what Stan, his gift was kind of understanding the salary cap. And he was almost like one of these guys that could figure out who gets paid, how do you pay them, what do you do to make sure you can keep everybody, that sort of thing. So it's a very interesting role given their success and their number of players and how the money has to be balanced.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he was a capologist when he was with the Hawks. And then, you know, but having his father, Stan, around, too, probably helped with the hockey ops, you know, making decisions on players and the skills. And as Stan, you know, Scotty was with him throughout his whole tenure with the Hawks. So, I mean, he's been around long enough. He's got so much experience. But back to that, you know, the franchise of Edmonton and the pressures. And, you know, if they don't get off to a good start, they'll probably be expecting them to make some moves. And it's a lot. It's tough up there. Trust me.
So Stan Bowman reinstated and then gets a job shortly after Gary Bettman made the decision to bring him back, allow him to work again in the league. Do you wonder now, what's Joe Quenneville going to do? How likely is he to be the first coach hired after the next one is fired?
Yeah, I mean, for Joel, there's no question that there's jobs out there and plenty of teams that need a coach like him. From what I understand, and speaking to guys like Tony Granato, is pretty close to him. He really does want to coach, and he was getting paid up to this past year, so that makes things a little easier to be more patient. But again, I he had so much success in what he did in Chicago. He's a player's coach, and, you know, he's strict and hard on guys when he needs to be, kind of like a manager, somewhat like John Cooper in Tampa. He just knows how to relate to the players and get the most out of them. So I think he's going to do fine, and I'm sure he's going to be, you know, hired in the near future here.
So we're kind of giving up on our baseball teams. I mean, the Cubs still have a chance. Oh, I know.
No.
The Sox
are
done.
We're 3.5 games back.
Yeah,
but the Cubs are only 3.5 on a wild card.
They scored 7 runs in 5 games this week. It's hard to look at them coming back. They shut out 1-0 yesterday against their number one opponent. It's just difficult to see them making big moves. I'm with you. They're still in it, but aren't they hanging by a thread?
Yeah, I mean, again, their offense has been terrible. The pitching hasn't been, you know, bad, which is a good thing. But, you know, Horner came around now. Bellinger's still out. That'll help. I feel bad for the kid in center field, Pete Crow Anderson. He just can't get a break offensively. But, again, there's still plenty of time, and you just got to get in. That's all. In 3.5 games, you still got to pass a lot of teams. But it's doable. They just, you know, they got to get on a roll.
All right, Chris, we were talking about Joe Burrow dyed his hair blonde after cutting it off. And just curious what you thought of that. And what was the most outrageous thing you've ever done to alter your appearance?
Honestly, I'm too old school. I'm a dinosaur. I never did anything. I never grew a beard in the playoffs. You know, I've never dyed my hair. So, no, I don't really believe the younger generation. I remember Toronto back in the late 80s. They all did that, too. They dyed their hair purple, Cordonall and Clark and that group of guys. So, but that's not my thing. I'm not a big fan of that.
I'd never seen you in a beard. That's interesting. Yeah, you could grow a beard tomorrow, right? I mean, I imagine.
Well, I could now, but it comes in gray, and I really hate that, so I'm not doing that. But quite honestly, why I started shaving, Guy Lafleur would come to the rink at 3:00 in the afternoon, 4:00 in the afternoon. And shave before every game. So I asked him, I said, why do you do that? And he says, well, let's see, I'm the first one out after the game. So it made all the sense to me in the world that you didn't have to wait with the traffic at the sink and, you know, and the showers. You just shave and you know, before the games and you get out of there.
Did you ever get any grief from teammates because you weren't part of the playoff beard mentality or group because of superstition?
No, I mean, in our team too, in Montreal, quite honestly, in the 80s and then when we won the cup in 86, it really wasn't a thing in Canada, I don't think. I think the Islanders, Edmonton, that was the beginning, and they were a younger team. So, you know, especially Edmonton. I think, I don't know when that tradition started, but no question, Montreal really didn't do that. Everybody's clean shaven.
That's awesome. What do you think of the Bears practices? When you see the video coming out, what do you think of Caleb Williams? How's he going to be?
I mean, it's hard to tell from just a few little videos, but I got excited last night. I ran into Kevin Warren at Chicago Cut. And he seems pretty, you know, optimistic and excited about the season, as do all the Bears fans. And yeah, the big question is if it's Caleb Williams. Our defense is fine, but if he comes out and gets off to a great start, it's going to be awesome. So I am really excited about the Bears. I can't wait.
So how much did you pledge toward the stadium project?
You know, as long as it stays over in that general area, that's all I care. You know, I love it being downtown. You know, like I said, Burnham Harbor's right there. You know, every stadium, when you got 50, 60,000 people, you know, it's a log jam trying to get in and out. That's just everywhere, regardless of, you know, where they are. So I love it where it is, and hopefully it'll be, you know, continue and work something out.
Trade in your boat for, like, an ice cutter. You'll be laughing. You'll be able to go to every game.
Never.
Without...
Never.
Oh, buy
I'm
an
good.
Ice
I
cutter.
I can walk over.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, right.
All right, buddy. Great stuff, Chris, as always.
Thanks,
Charlie. Appreciate
Jelly.
It.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
That is Chris Chelios. Scott, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah, just running into Kevin Warren at Chicago Cut.
Come on.
It's another night in the city.
Chris is everywhere.
Man about town.
Knows everyone.
Everywhere.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.